Blog Talk Radio.
Shepherd, shepherd, gentle shepherd, show me how to go. Help me, guide me to green pastures.
Probably the difficulty is we get lost in the word things. And all these things. You can find yourself a interlinear Greek New Testament, you'll notice there's no such word as things there. So let me read it without that word. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and God and all will be added to you as well. All is added to you. See, things limits it in our mind, doesn't it? Because we think, well, what are the things? So God doesn't talk about things. All. And all is all, right? All is not most. All is not some, all is all. So try to kind of erase that word things out. And all will be added to you as well. All. All is bigger than things. Again, the word of the Lord is, pay attention to what you hear, what you listen to. In one of their big arguments with Jesus, the Pharisees were bragging on Moses and bragging on the manna from heaven. And Jesus said, well, it wasn't really Moses that gave them, but my Father gave them bread from heaven. And where are they now? They're dead. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. That gives you life eternally. See, I think many times people get short. Short of what God wants, because we're willing to take kind of a temporary benefit rather than the eternal treasure. I'm going through this little struggle, so if I can just get through it, okay. And you're through it and it's over. But the treasure, the eternal treasure that God gives, is not in things but in all. And all includes things, but not limited to things. So, I feel like we can learn from Moses, who thought it was better to gain an eternal treasure than to enjoy the temporal pleasures for a short while. If any man has ears to hear, let him hear. And he was saying to them, take care what it is you listen to. For by your standard of measure, it'll be measured to you, and more shall be given to you as well. So see, God doesn't even deal even up, but more than, above. One of the songs that I really enjoy is Scott Wesley Brown, I Wish You Jesus. And his conclusion of that little song is what? But when I wished you Jesus, I wished you everything. Because everything, all is in Jesus. So when you have Christ, you have everything. He has come to give us life, it says, in all its abundance. And salvation, as we have noted over the last few weeks, is not your get-out-of-hell-free card. It's not even an early reservation in heaven. What it is we receive union with Christ, by which we are seated in the heavenlies, and our life is hidden with Christ in God eternally. See, it's beyond what we can figure out with our heads. So let's not waste our time figuring out what can't be figured out, and just believe what God said. We live by the words that proceed out of the mouth of God. We have been made sons of God, cleansed, made holy, given the promise of the fruit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We have been given the blessed hope that when Christ appears, we will appear with him in glory. And in addition to all that, he provides us, the Bible says, with all that we need to live a godly life. So there is the eternal values, and with it are all the temporal needs. But they have a greater value because they're connected to who God is, to who Christ is. So when we listen well, our God fills our vision with his glorious Son, our Lord Jesus. So as far as temporal goodies goes, God's got it covered. But it becomes our experience when we have that eternal treasure. As the hymn writer wrote, Jesus, priceless treasure, source of purest pleasure, truest friend to me. Long my heart has panted till it well nigh fainted, thirsting after thee. Thine I am, O spotless lamb. I will suffer naught to hide thee. So we keep our vision clear. Isn't it interesting? In the experience of Jesus, the Bible says there were some Greeks who came to Philip. And remember their request? We want to see Jesus. We would see Jesus. They didn't say we want to hear what he's got to say. We want to see Jesus. That's really what salvation is seeing Jesus and holding him and making him our vision and letting him fill our vision. So that's why I say, when we listen well, our Father in heaven fills our vision with the Lord Jesus, his glorious Son, and in him are all the treasures. All the treasures. And I guess I just want to say this to end up. He fills us so full. He fills us so full that we overflow. And that overflow is our service to God, as we serve and love those around us. Not something I conjure up, but the overflow of the fullness of God that he has placed within us. So, what a promise we have from a God who is not stingy. More shall be given you as well. Jesus told another little parable about a man who went out to seek a kingdom, and before he left his servants in charge. And to one it says he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1. And the one with the 5 went and invested, ended up with 10. The one with 2 went and invested, ended up with 4. The one with the 1 was afraid, and so he took no chances. And when the master came back, he took the 1 away from the 1 and said, give it to him who has the 10. God's not a socialist. But remember what some of the people said? He already has 10. And what does Jesus say? To the one who has, more will be given. And to the one who has not, even what he perceives to have is taken away. Let's invest our talents well, because our God has given us everything to live a holy and a godly life. And all of that is Jesus.